She runs pointlessly to his aid and has her own life, with all its experiences, brought to an end by a yellow taxicab, whose driver would never apologize for anything. The cab driver was only there at that point because he was completely lost in one of the most rationally laid out cities on Earth. But that, again, is another purely local problem. This story is about a much, much larger problem. But strangely enough, it does come to involve this otherwise harmless planet in rather curious ways, and explain the reason why no one likes it. It also involves a large number of mistakes. The first, and worst mistake, was made during the height of the very first major civilization to rise and fall in this galaxy. The mistake lay in thinking that you can solve anything with potatoes. There was a race of people called the Allovians, who were insanely aggressive. They fought their enemies, i.e. everybody else, and they fought each other. The best way of dealing with an Allovian was to leave him in a room on his own, because sooner or later he would beat himself up. As their level of what they like to call civilization increased, so, for the sake of sheer survival, they had to find ways of curbing and sublimating their mad aggression. Each war they had did greater and greater damage, and, before too long, they were on the brink of self-destruction. History says it's a great pity they didn't just go straight ahead with it. Eventually, they saw that this was something they were going to have to do something about, and they passed a law decreeing that anyone who had to carry a weapon as part of his normal work, policemen, security guards, primary school teachers, etc., had to spend at least 40 minutes a day punching a sack of potatoes in order to work off their surplus aggression. Interestingly, they would not be the only race to try out this solution to warmongering. Indeed, people thought that this was what potatoes were for, until the surprising invention of the deep fat fryer. For a while, the potato solution for world peace worked fine, until an Allovian decided it would be much more efficient and less time-consuming if they just shot the potatoes instead. This led to a renewed enthusiasm for shooting all sorts of things, and they all got very excited at the prospect of their first major war for years. Skipping a century or two here, we next come across the Allovians as a major interstellar power, sweeping through the galaxy and ravaging everything they could lay their hands on, and shooting anything they couldn't. Since this behavior was going down so badly with the rest of the galaxy, they decided that, in order to protect themselves, they needed a very special weapon. An ultimate weapon. How ultimate is ultimate? They built a computer to find out what could be done, and it came up with a perfectly staggering answer. The computer was called Haktar. It began as a large black moon which orbited the planet of Allovia, and it did all its thinking in space. It was of a special organic design, like a natural brain, in that every cellular particle of it carried the pattern of the whole within it. This allowed it to think more imaginatively. In answer to the question about an ultimate weapon, it said that the universe could be brought to a premature end, and was this ultimate enough? At this news, there was dancing in the streets of Allovia, street parties, fetes, carnivals of a particularly nasty kind, and a wild sense of having arrived somewhere. They sent out a message across the whole galaxy to the effect that they, the Allovians, were now in a position to destroy the entire universe, and that if anybody had anything they wanted to quarrel about, they'd be happy to hear from them. To add bite to this message, they described how the ultimate weapon that Haktar had designed for them worked. It was a very, very small bomb. In fact, it was simply a junction box in hyperspace, which would, when activated, connect the heart of every major sun with the heart of every other major sun simultaneously. This would convert the entire universe into one gigantic hyperspatial supernova. And, unless the whole thing started up all over again in another and better dimension, that would be that. That was how it worked, except that, when it came to it, it didn't. The Allovian fingers which hovered over the button that would set the bomb off were very itchy, and eventually, of course, somebody somewhere in the galaxy said or did something which got them really riled, and left them, they were afraid, with absolutely no alternative but to detonate the supernova bomb. To themselves they said, "What's the point of having a thing if you don't use it?" The button was pressed. The bomb fizzed and popped,